Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. We're going to actually celebrate today for 12/12 portal opening. So if you listen to this at a different time, that's okay. It'll take you back to the portal of 12/12 just by bringing it in through the show today. So let's take a breath, as we normally do, and align. Ooh, and reset your energy into now, focusing on these words, this energy, for your best and highest good. Today, we're going to talk about commanding the mind. Many people struggle with change because they want change, but they don't follow through with change, or they think it's hard or struggles. So today, we're going to talk about change and how to make it simply, easily, and just happen in the now, and to keep it locked in so it happens as long as you want that change to be present. The reason we do that is because eventually that change may outgrow you and you'll need a new change come in, right? Because life is always changing. But for many of us, just to change a pattern or a habit, we struggle because we think we have to not like to like, or this or that, or this needs to happen before I can let go. So today we're going to kind of wipe the slate clean, per se. And I'm going to start the energy. The energy is very high today. So if you hear me gasp or breathe, it's just because the energy is very high. And we are going to open up the energies in your, there we go, on your side and my side and all sides above, below. There we go. And as this energy is opening into you, just take some breaths. It's very, very strong today. But we're opening up those energetic channels, and we're going to work with the unconscious mind consciously, because I like to consciously know what I'm changing, right? Don't you? Not that hypnosis isn't a tool. It is. But when you can command and learn and understand how to create change in your life so easily, wow, then you're back into your free will, and you are the one in control of when. Do you know that? Sometimes we always say, when's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? Usually the when happens when the vibration of what you want and what you're allowing in your life come into oneness. That's called divine timing. So it happens on purpose, right? That purpose just means that we're aligned so that we can receive it, or that we can be the change, or we can, our bodies are fully on board with the change, or however you want to say that. But that's what's called divine timing, because you have that free will to decide, am I done? Am I not done? Do I want to change? Do I want to shift? These are all your free wills. It's all out there open for you, but it's up to you to say yes in your mind. But here's what our yeses have become. Yeah, maybe. Yes, because someone else wants us to. Or you're not really sure, and you just say yes to everything, and then you get spiraled out because you don't know your boundaries, your energy field enough. And so that's what I want to present to you today, a little bit more about your energy field itself and how the mind and the brain connect to that, so that you can have a deeper understanding. And you're going to understand it in your own way, and however that is for you is right for you. So when I do a technique today, I want you to ask yourself, how would I do that? And let your mind, heart guide you, okay? The heart knows 7 seconds before the mind of what you want, need, desire, whether it's intuition, whether it's answers, whether it's change. But your heart knows if you're totally on board before it sends that message up to the mind. It says, oh, she's half on board, so we're going to have to change it and let her struggle. Because they don't really care. Do you realize that? The mechanism in your body just shows up to the programming that you receive or that you're inputting yourself. It just functions. It doesn't have a good, bad, right, or wrong. And that's why when you hear people say, well, how could they have done that? Do they not have a conscience? How could they have? Well, it's because what we want to call consciousness is what we're in control of, what we have free will with. And so when we talk about that, people do things, maybe they are out of mind, but they're still doing it consciously on some level. So when you can grasp that you can change and make your own changes in your own life, what happens is everything manifests easier, quicker, things happen because you're in alignment. And that's what we're looking for in your energy field, is to just be in alignment with your best self. So even if you don't know how to meditate, if you don't know what to do for that day, or you're just in a rough spot, take a breath and ask your energy to align to your best and highest good that you can hold. And why do I say that you can hold? Because how many of you have experienced maybe a bipolar or a mania or a depression? Okay, when you're in those states, the energy field doesn't want to hold erratic energy. It wants to hold smooth, slow. So these erratic states are only held for so long, and then you shift into a downward, or then you shift back up into a high. So this is going to help with that today as we open up the energy field. And all I can explain it to you is comb through your energy field and get out the tangles, right? So that new change can happen without old stories, old beliefs getting in the way. So as we do this, you may shift your body, you may feel your breath change, your heartbeat change, but that's because I'm working in the field around you, within you too, but think about it as around you so that you start understanding more of the energy field or your auric field in a new way of, oh, what's out there that's getting me, or why am I stuck, or I want to change, but I don't want to take the energy to change, right? All these excuses we're going to kind of squash today, because you are in control, and you are also in control of your own emotions. So when I hear people say, well, I was emotionally charged, and that's why I did it, that's not true. The emotion only just pushed it quicker, faster, and harder, okay? So you are still in control whether your adrenaline's here or here. So I'm going to move some energy through your bodies. So when you ask to hold that energy field at your best and highest good, you're allowing the best you to be present, your best being to be known in this moment. But if you're in a funk and you're asking for it to raise, you're going to get some turmoil because you've got to let go of the funk to raise the vibration. Okay, so breath works to shift energy, love and light, sending your own self-love and light. You know, take this week, the rest of this week, and send you love and light. No one else, just you. Send yourself love and light back to you and see the difference in your energy field and see and feel how much more open you are in the next week of receiving others' energies and receiving, especially this time of year when there's a lot going on. There's a lot of belief systems and modalities and all these ways that we have around the holidays. And if you're not aligning with them, it's not to fight with them. Just do your own thing. You've seen over the years how we have activists that are changing the world, and people are, hey, that's good and fine, but there's a peaceful way to do it within yourself, and the change creates worldwide. When you're out there yelling, standing, marching, whatever, in anger, you're just creating more anger on the earth. And so does the mind and heart care that you're creating anger? Not really. It knows it's going to shut your energy down, but it's not its job to tell you. You know that. You know when you're in a good space and a bad space right now, right? You figured that out. And if you haven't, let's schedule a session so you know the difference. But here we go, because we're going to talk about change in a new way. We're going to talk about commanding the mind. So take a moment and think about one thing that you want to change in your life. Let's let go of something, bringing something in. What do you want to change about your reality that you're living? I'll give you a few seconds here to just think about that one thing. If I could change this, this would be great for me. Not what you expect it to give you. I just heard that expectation. No. Come back into intention. Stay in intention. When you expect, you limit change. When you expect change to happen like this, you limit it to happen any other way. So we want to say open, and we want to say this is a change I desire. So here's the one command I'm going to give you, or the command. Unconscious mind, consciously connect and release this pattern. So this pattern is what you're wanting to get rid of, whether it's a habit, a relationship. Everything is pattern in the energy fields. So the mind knows what a pattern is. So we're asking that pattern to lift up and release. And what do you want to put in? I now command my unconscious mind to consciously lock in. I say lock in. That's all right. Lock in, sat in, whatever you want to say. This pattern, this belief, what do you want to let go of? Okay, for me, I'm hearing, I just had to let go of fast food. Okay, so I'm going to work on my nutrition. So here we go. So I'm going to ask the fast food, any cravings, any beliefs around fast food now release out of my body, out of my mind, and out of my energy field. And you can go back and listen to this and write down my words. It's fine, but you'll want to plug in your own change words. Okay, here we go. And then I'm going to put in, I eat healthy, wonderful, and high vibrational foods. So then when I'm arriving down the road, all these fast foods aren't calling me. Hey, come here. Hey, get that. Ooh, that sounds good, right? We all go through it. You could do it with chocolate, sweets, whatever. And it doesn't have to be food. That's just what hit my head today. You pick your own change. And now I want you to imagine, this is where your third eye imagination creativity comes in. I want you to imagine what it feels like to already have that change happening. Nothing else you have to do. That's change right there in that moment. Let your body sigh. That's when the belief sets in. That's how you know. When the body sighs, it's balanced. It says, okay, thank you. Kind of like when you hit enter in your computer, the sighing of the body says, we received it. Thank you. There you go. And then play with this today and notice the change, how it happened. You don't even think about it. What you do, though, is you set yourself up for testing. We talked about this in a past radio show, but I want to give you a little bit about testing yourself. Stop. Stop testing yourself. You set yourself up just to not because of the test, right? You know that you know that you know, and when that belief sinks in, you know it's there. But when you try to tempt it and well, let me see if I can walk away from that. Let me see if I – okay, that's playing the devil, right? That's playing the devil as advocate. That's why in religion you hear, oh, the devil got you, or you already lived that devil backwards, right? So you want to just stay in the knowing that it's change and you're good with the change and you're going to move on in life. No one tests you. Whatever religion, whatever belief you're in, if there's anything about God testing you or religion testing you, that is a lie. Because you create your own reality. And you don't have to test yourself to know that you're good. That came from schooling. That came from 3D energy, good, bad, right, or wrong, hierarchy. So we're releasing out of that. Like, that closed, 3D closed. That world doesn't make sense to people anymore. It actually keeps people in spiraling funks. And a lot of dis-ease comes to those people now because quicker, faster. Because that's not where energy is aligning. Energy is aligning within you at a higher rate, a higher vibration. And especially today, the energy is really, really high. And we are up into the 4, 5D energy. Most of you are 6, 7D right now. But the baseline is 4D and higher. And that's just because the earth has changed. The heartbeat of the earth has changed. And so time feels like it's has speeding up for you. So as you're commanding the mind, you want to use the word now. If you want to change it in 3 days, then ask it in 72 hours, change this for me. But if you want to change in the now moment and know that it's now, you can do that. When you start working with the unconscious conscious mind, and you don't even have to know how beliefs work, just use the commands. Use the wording that I'm giving you. Start playing around with it. What else can I change? What else do I want to create? Okay. And then you can use the same command to release any blocks around anything that you are trying to bring into or wanting to bring into your life that hasn't showed up yet. And I'm going to teach you that one here in just a moment, but I'm shifting your energy higher and higher, open, open. So definitely drink a lot of water after this show or water after this show because you are going to be shifting. This is powerful. This is intense right now. For those that are empathic, you might even feel vibration coming through your body. But allow it. Allow this feeling to be normal to you. Because when it becomes normal, you no longer fight ascension, awareness, mindfulness. It just happens. It just happens. Okay, let's talk about manifesting, because that's one that everyone wants to know about. How do I get that now? Let's think about that for a minute, though. Go back, because I just heard, yes. So if you've worked with me before, you know that I hear my guides, angels, spirits. And today, Merlin is with us. So Merlin, with his magical hat here, is telling me to share with you. So I'm going to share with you for a moment about manifesting. I want you to think about this, because we are in a world of instant gratification, but truly, the energies of the universe work in an instant. It's us as humans that aren't aligning to it instantly to happen, because we have to move our vibration to believe that we receive it, or we're worthy to receive it, or it's okay for it to come in our lives, or whatever that block is. But let's go back a little, because think about this. So you're sitting in, maybe you're in a conference meeting for those at work, and all of a sudden in your mind, you say, "Oh, I wish that person would be quiet." And you manifest that, and that person goes quiet. Well, that's nice, right? But how many times have you said in your mind, "I'd like to slap that person right now," or, "Oh, I could just shoot myself," or something like that, right? What's going to happen? That's going to instantly happen, right? Think about gratification on a whole level. Gratification is not this me, me, me mentality. It's being the gratefulness and the gratitude. But our world has spun that word to make it a negative. Like instant gratification isn't right, or it's wrong, or this or that. No, it is true. Gratification is there because you're thankful and you received and you've opened up. The vibration for thankfulness is just openness. Do you realize that? It's just being open. And that's why we have you do gratitude lists. To get your awareness to focus on the positive things that you are in alignment with, that you do love, because that love brings more love. There you go. There you go. So, okay, so Marlon says, think of it this way. When you're in an argument with your spouse or loved one and you're like, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm getting divorced. I'm done. And it happened in that moment, you would be sad, right? Because in that moment you were in anger. And then you want to backtrack. Oh, wait, I didn't really mean that. So do you see why universe, between universe and human, has a little delayed response? It's for your own protection. It's nothing more than that. So don't willy-nilly and go out there and say you don't need to be protection, because you're setting yourself up for a lot of things, right? So trust timing. Trust your alignment to happen. Let go of things. Watch awareness signs, because angels, guides, universe send you signs all the time that you understand. But you got to connect the dots. You got to say, "Oh, that was for me," or "What did that mean?" Every moment in your life is a sign. But if we get that detailed, we would just be what all day. Oh, what's that mean? Oh, what's that mean? And we didn't get much done. So that's why we have this timeline, this system of time. That little delay, as people call it, we've been waiting on for 6 months to show up. But man, when it showed up, it was the best timing ever, right? It just happened when it was supposed to happen. How did that happen? It happened because the energies of the universe in your mind knew best for you. Not that they created it, but they knew. The heart knows. And when you move the vibration of your heart center, that's what moves your energy to manifest. So when you're commanding, bring this into my life, maybe it's a person, place, relationship thing. If you're building a business, maybe you want to manifest new clients in, or more clients, or another program, whatever that is for your business, or maybe it's just in your home, you want to manifest something for your family. Have all four, five, six, how big your family is. If everyone holds the belief, it'll come. Right? It'll come because that energy is being sent out there. You're a magnet to what you want, what you desire. That's why you feel like sometimes you get pulled to a certain area, or you get pulled to a certain place in a store, or when you're buying something. These are energetic centers that are sending out signals all the time in your body, going, "Oh, you want that? There it is." Like in your mind, think about this. If you wanted popcorn, where would you go for that? Right? Or if you wanted a steak, where would you go for that? Things align. There's purpose. So when you don't understand, just ask for the basic, simple purpose of why it's not here yet. What is happening? You can ask those questions. You can hear and receive responses and see responses and feel responses. This is part of your natural state. Don't make it woo-woo-y. Don't make it anything other than energy talking to you, energy interacting with you. Is it a known energy that your eye can see? For some, yes. For others, no. But that's okay. That's where your faith comes in. You're knowing that you trust you. You're knowing that that faith is solid in trust. Faith is not really wishy-washy, back and forth. It's, I desire this, it's coming, it's come, and I'm moving on. We talk about not reordering because it's not here yet. I need to tell God again, right? Or it's not here yet. I need to tell universe again. They didn't get my order. Oh, they got it. They're just waiting for you to align to receive it. It's never it's never universe's fault. It's yours. And I laugh at that because I do it too. I'm human, right? We're all here. So we learn through this. But what I want you to learn bigger is let's put in something you want. So we're going to ask the unconscious mind to consciously connect, and maybe you see a bridge. And I want you to create a bridge between you and universe. And then I want you to see that bridge. And I want you to see you walking over the bridge and you're handing universe your order, whatever you want. So here is what I desire in my life. So go ahead and insert. Unconscious, conscious mind, I now desire to receive, to experience this, whatever this is. Maybe it's experience, maybe it's a feeling, maybe it's just joy, maybe it's just living your best and highest good, maybe it's a particular car, item, whatever, right? You could be as specific, as broad as you want. The intention is where it's set. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come back across the bridge and receive. Okay, there's your order. Now let it go. Now what you're going to see happen if you pay attention and you're in mindfulness is things are going to start aligning for that to come to fruition for you. But you got to put the command in. And do you see how I'm doing the command? I'm not asking, I'm telling. And I'm not telling as a demand, I'm telling as commanding. Commanding says this, not will you or could you. It is this moment, this is happening. I'm commanding this to happen. I'm knowing this is happening because I commanded it. And work with that with your words and your energy. Do you see how my voice even changed when I talk about that? It goes more deeper, more serious, or more structure. That's okay. You can still command in laughter too, but the intention is behind it. The intention is your fuel. So if you have a secondary gain for wanting something or knowing something or you think it's going to fulfill something, you're going to be sad because that's not the intention. You came here to play. And you came here to play in your own happiness. You came in happy. Regardless of what your parents said when you came in screaming, you were happy. Because that's our normal state of spirit, is happy, joy, bliss, whatever you want to call that. And when you move away from that is when you learn different energies, right? Different feelings. Well, anger doesn't feel happy. Well, some people are happy to be angry because that's why they hold on to it, right? It doesn't make maybe sense in your mind what it's in their mind until someone shows them a different way. And that's where we're going. Light workers, way showers, your energy is asking and being asked to show up, to show people, not in a negative way, but, hey, you could do that differently. Or, hey, this is what you want. You don't have to not like to like. And that's a big thing because we're taught that throughout our years. Well, if you want this and you got to let go of that, why can't you have both? You are infinite, and your energy field is infinite. The little place and space that you play in, it feels very big sometimes and overwhelming, but I want you to get this in perspective. You are your universe, and you are that reality. So as you're bringing that in, and this has nothing, I just heard that, this has nothing to do with religion. This has nothing to do with your spiritual or not. Everything to do with how your energy of the world, magnetic energy, works through your mind, through your heart center. And we're going to shift that energy out. We're going to shift some energy in. There we go. Going to feel a little wavy for a moment. We just want to do a clean sweep and release anything less than my highest good. And if you truly don't know what you want, but you know there's some desires in your heart, but you can't speak them, or there's just such a, oh, that could never happen, ha, prove yourself wrong. Put it out there intentionally. Go into the deepest desire of my heart and allow it to come to fruition now. Ooh, that's a deep one for a lot of you. A lot of your dreams are popping open again. If you're stuck, if you've settled, this show's going to rock your world because it's not going to let you settle anymore. You're going to get disgruntled. You're going to get grouchy. You're going to get yucky because this isn't aligning. You know this isn't all you have to give. You know there's more. And not more in greed, but we're saying more in knowing, more in serving, more in light. Let your light shine. Let your soul shine through. Imagine your soul so bright that it shines through your flesh. Wow, your flesh is dense, so this light's got to be bright. And it is bright. Ask to see your soul light. When you close your eyes, ask to see your soul light. See how light it is. See how dark it is. Some of you might see an outline of a body and see like splotchiness. Just send light to that splotchiness. Those are blocks within your body, within your aura field. It all aligns. It's all magnetic. So when you're commanding, you are saying, now, consciously, do it. Not will you, maybe. Any of that falters vibration of receiving it. So if it hasn't came into your life and you really put that intention out there, I would just check in and say, where am I off balance with the coming in my life? Where am I fearing? Because a lot of those fears are hidden, especially when we talk about success in relationships. I see this a lot in relationships. If I get too successful, someone may leave, or they may get jealous, they may blah, 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 right? We tell ourselves all those stories. Let go of the story. Stay in the moment. But those stories are usually your blocks. So you could look in there and go, wow, do I really think that? Man, I didn't realize I thought that. Because it's unconscious programming running. Think about your computer. Do you know every part of your computer program that makes your computer run? Not many of us, right? We just know click here, touch here, and this is what it does. Same thing with your mind, brain, mind, heart, connection. Begin to make it as you understand it. If I say this, this happens. If I don't say this, this doesn't happen. Keep it very simple. Energy responds to energy. Everything is vibration. We've just attuned it into words and language. Many of us in the future will not be using our words. We'll just be using our minds to communicate. That's where we're going. So work on this. This is a big one. So we're going to shift one more time. Share this with others who are interested. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.